Hi there, and welcome to Gems of Wisdom. Today our show is called The Rose of Compassion. We welcome you to the stories of Bridget's Place, a soul sanctuary for women to inspire the hearts, minds, and lives of women through art, charity, and community. I'm Teresa Marone, and my co-host, Lauren Santerre, will be with us momentarily. We want to remind you that we feature women as our guests in the arts who nurture creative and abundant living for all religion, community, and forms of spirituality. Our guest this week is Dorothy Gibbons. She is the CEO of The Rose, a nonprofit serving women's healthcare, education, and all kinds of issues. She's going to share those with us very soon. And I'll tell you, this is going to be a wonderful, wonderful show. Please help me in welcoming my co-host, Lauren Santerre. Hello, Lauren.
Hello, Teresa.
How are you?
I am doing really well. It's such a wonderful day to join you and Dorothy. It's just such a pleasure to be with y'all today.
Well, great. I know that we're right in the middle of this huge summer festival of the Many Faces of Mary Magdalene, and we had kind of an exciting night last night, didn't we?
We did. It was a beautiful night at Mary and Tony Grace's house, and celebrating with her story, our story, with our beautiful storytellers and all of our committee, and just a beautiful house full of guests. And what a great night we had last night.
I know. I was reading some of the thank yous that was coming in from the guests, and everyone kind of had the same theme, that they felt that it was just a beautiful energy and that they connected with new friends and that they had a new understanding of some of the principles that we're trying to get across with the persona of Mary Magdalene. And, you know, I think that Bridget's Place is doing a really good job this summer of reimagining Mary Magdalene. And you, as the executive director of Bridget's Place, have an awful lot to do with that. Would you like to share with our listeners just very briefly what our focus is on bringing people into this festival this month?
Sure. Yeah. You know, we are so excited about the Many Faces of Mary Magdalene, and we have just been so thrilled to retell Mary Magdalene's true story. You know, so many people have kind of this misconception about Mary Magdalene and think about her as a prostitute or a penitent sinner, as this woman who has kind of been mislabeled, unfortunately, due to basically a Pope's sermon who really kind of mislabeled her in the history of the church. And she was really this woman who received healing from Jesus and became a disciple of his and a beloved friend of Jesus, and then was present when he was crucified, and then, you know, really experienced his resurrection and went out to tell the story of Jesus. And so there's so much to tell about her, and Dorothy has been, our guest today has been really a wonderful lover of Mary Magdalene, just, you know, been involved with the Mary Magdalene community at Bridget's Place, and excited to hear what she has to say to us today. And so we're just passionate about telling Mary Magdalene's story this summer at Bridget's Place, and that's what we're doing. We want people to know her real story, and so we've embarked on this really exciting month-long journey to bring the news of Mary Magdalene through art and a great workshop with Kaylee Nasbo, and through our event last night, and all kinds of fun ways for people to be involved and get to know Mary Magdalene.
Right, and if you'd like to know more about the specifics of our festival, please join our newsletter at bridgetsplace.org. That's the best way to get the latest and greatest news from us, from Lauren and myself. And I think you might be surprised at what you find out. So, Lauren, I cannot wait to hear what you have for your gem of the day today. What's going on in your heart and your soul today with your gem of the day?
Well, you know, since we are talking about Mary Magdalene this month. There's been all kinds of wonderful things bubbling up. And I just thought about the word transformation. And I wanted to bring that as our gem of the day today. I have been doing this beautiful class at my school all about the historical foundations of Christian spirituality, and all of that together with Mary Magdalene brought me to this concept of transformation and what does that mean. And I found this really intriguing quote that I wanted to bring to us today by Anais Nin. And it says, "I take pleasure in my transformations. I look quiet and consistent, but few know how many women there are in me."
Ooh. You know, the how many women there are in me, I know this might sound a little shallow, but you know, when my daughter was growing up, she used to always call me like Christmas Teresa or, you know, Dance Business Teresa. She always had a different, she always saw me as all these different people. And I seeing myself through her eyes, I mean, I wouldn't have seen that without seeing that through her eyes. Do you see yourself as being different prism facets, or do you see yourself as, how do you see yourself that way?
Yeah, you know, I think I have so many different women inside of me, you know, and I think we all do. I think that it's really a beautiful thing, because I think one of the awesome things about having, I experience this with like different friends, you know, I have a friend that I go do this with, and I have a friend that I go do that with, you know, and I have different friends that bring out the different personalities in me, you know, and so I think that we do all have kind of these different sides to ourselves, you know, but I just started thinking about this concept of transformation, you know, and how we live multiple lives, you know, throughout our whole life. And we're supposed to, you know, we're supposed to kind of go through a chrysalis and a whole transformation over and over again. You know, scientists always tell us about how our cells regenerate, you know, and we literally never had the same body, you know, and we're always regenerating ourselves. And so I was just thinking about that concept of transformation. And then I was thinking about Mary Magdalene and how, you know, she sees, Jesus in the tomb, and it's not until he says her name, he says Mary, you know, that she recognizes him, that she knows him. And so I just think it's fascinating, this concept of transformation and how we know ourselves and how other people know us, and, you know, how we go through all these processes in life to get to know ourselves and get to know other people. And I just loved that concept of, you know, how are we getting to know ourselves and how are we becoming who we are in the world? And so I just wanted us to think about that today. Think about taking pleasure in our own transformation and our transformational process, you know, and we've been talking a lot about how we are Mary Magdalene. You know, we can all find our own story in the story of Mary Magdalene, because she lives hope and she lives joy and she lives sorrow. And she went through a whole process of transformation herself. And I want to encourage us all that we're all going through some kind of transformation right now, you know, and let's take pleasure in that. So I just want to read that quote one more time for us. "I take pleasure in my transformations. I look quiet and consistent, but few know how many women there are in me."
That's just really perfect. And I wanted to take that quote and share with our listeners that our Facebook page, which is Bridget's Place on Facebook, right now has an opportunity for you to share your story, and that who knows how many women are in me, quote, is the exact same theme that we have with like a little contest. And if you're part of our online community, please visit our Facebook page and share your voice with us. Share a little piece of your story and something that might be of service to someone else in our community. And you'll find out more about what I'm talking about just by visiting our Facebook page. So I wanted to kind of segue right now into our guest this week. Dorothy Gibbons has served as a founder or on the founding board for the Breast Health Collaborative of Texas, the North Pasadena Community Outreach, the Breast Care Center in Washington, D.C., and Gateway to Care and the Texas Medical Center's Women's Health Network in Houston. She is a real change maker, but her interests span far beyond just the healthcare environment. She's also given time to the boards of Sarah's House, the Texas Executive Women's Place, and Bridget's Place. And she was the primary organizer of the Mary Magdalene Community, started in 2005 here in Houston. She is a sponsor of the current festival, A Fierce Story Remaker of the Many Faces of Mary Magdalene. And so help me welcome her today. Hello, Dorothy.
Hi, it's so good to be here.
Oh, thank you so much. We are honored by you today, and we want to really get a feel for what started you down the path of studying with Mary Magdalene and starting the Mary Magdalene community and finishing up with this fabulous festival here in 2015, 10 years later. What do you feel was,
I think we have to give Betty Adam the credit for really starting the community. She was the one that just began so many reading study groups way back in 2003, 2004, right around the time the Da Vinci Code came out, around the time that Karen King's book became so popular. And she stepped out and said, we need to know more about this. Of course, when you know Bridget's Place, you know Betty Adam is a key person with all of that because she is the founder of Bridget's Place some 20 years ago. But it was listening to some of the things that Betty was bringing to us. It was attending those study groups that really piqued my interest on this woman known as Magdalene. I think that the first time I heard that she was, quote, never referred to as a prostitute in the Bible was maybe 20 years ago. And I remember how shocked I was that, for whatever reason, I really thought that she was that prostitute. And it's amazing to me as we've taken this journey of learning more and more about Mary, it's not just the historical Mary, it is the Mary, as y'all were talking about, that's in all of us. Our stories could be retold, and in that retelling, we may lose the person who really was or the essence of that person. I am fascinated with the Magdalene. I'm fascinated with all the things that we know that tells us this was a real human being who played a very important role in the movement of Jesus. We know that her name is mentioned more times than any other woman in a document, in a Bible, that women are not, they are not mentioned by name. So that in itself is just huge. And I know it may not mean a lot to the general public, but until you start to think about it, her name has existed through all these years. I think the other part of the Magdalene is that so many people have reached out to her or identify with her for wrong reasons, right reasons, for many reasons. She represents something any woman could be, something any woman is. And most of all, she was a teacher and a leader. That is where, for me, resonating with her is the most important. We must have women that we look to, that we say, this is a leader. This is someone that can shape our culture, can protect our culture, and can move us forward. The other part of the Magdalene story is she wasn't put out there by herself. she was connected over and over again with Jesus. So we don't only have the feminine, and, you know, I just sometimes really go crazy going down that road of, oh, it's all about the feminine. We must have women being fully women and men being fully men, and those energies being each what they are to ultimately become fully human.
Oh, I totally agree. I think that it's very, very important to keep the dichotomy, the dynamic, very, very separate, even though equal and equally important, but very separate. I love that. I appreciate you making that point. And Reverend Betty Adam was the guest on Gems of Wisdom in April. So anyone that wants to know a little bit more about her can visit our archives at bridgetsplace.org, Gems of Wisdom. Now, Dorothy, I know that you were kind of the instigator of having the art show that is going to go up at the Cloister Gallery in the Christchurch Cathedral on July 7th. And it's called Reimagining Mary Magdalene, and we've had such an amazing turnout of art for this show. Tell me what kind of started the idea that you wanted to create this as part of the festival.
Well, can you imagine if throughout all the ages, and a lot of this was listening to Dr. Asbo, who will be our speaker at the festival, all the ages, the image of Mary that we had was of this woman who was very much, she's either in positions that are kind of suggestive, or she was crying, or she was weeping, or she was, you know, on the floor, whatever. And those images created what we knew about her. You know, there's lots of fascinating reasons why she was created that way. But beyond that, think about the power of the image. So, you know, we know the power of image. We know it every day we turn on the television. We know it every time we turn on our Facebook. We know the power of that. But imagine if we said, what if we tried to re-image what the Magdalene might look like if she were a woman of leadership, if she was a woman of influence, if she was a woman of great love, and a woman who did not turn away from the job at hand. So that's when we said, all right, let's offer to the artist community who has created the image of her for 1,700 years, let's go back to the same community and say, what would she look like if you knew this about her? And you're absolutely right. Some of the entries we have are fascinating, are unique, are a way of looking at that strong feminine leader in a whole different way. But we're doing this not only in connection with the festival, we're doing this within the walls of the church, which I think brings it a whole sacred meaning that we could never achieve if we were doing this in a regular gallery or anywhere else. There's a significance to us being the Christ Church opening up to get their gallery and allowing us to have this exhibit. It is incredibly profound.
It really is. And last night at our event, which Lauren and I were speaking about earlier, which is kind of a pre-launch to the art show, several of the artists were there and one of the judges. And I got the opportunity, I'm sure you did too as well, Dorothy, to ask them, you know, what drew them into it and, you know, some of their feedback. And there was a reverence there from the artists. One of the artists had been studying for 12 years ancient Magdalene art and sculpture and all the documents that was Laura Spector. Mm-hmm. And the opportunity for her to actually create something for this, it was life-changing for her and her partner Chadwick. And then Alyssa Stebbing, who is one of the artists that is in the show, said that she was part of a Franciscan sect. I don't know what you call it. That might be the wrong word, but she said
that
her...
Close, yeah.
Well, She said her spiritual name is Magdalene, and that just really spoke to her. So I think what you're setting in motion here is people that were looking for a way to express themselves in this area already, and maybe we just didn't know that that's what was being set in motion. Did you have some sense of that, some inner sense of that?
You know, Teresa, I think there was a whole bunch greater than anything I could imagine already moving this forward. I think the timing and that Magdalene energy that was ready to be seen and talked about and embraced in a whole different way was available. And as with so many wonderful opportunities that come to our life, all we have to do is open our door and invite it in. And that's what we've done.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And you can see the collection of 24 pieces of art, all different mediums. There's oil, watercolor, not really sculpture, but it's hanging, but it's 3D, all right? So it's kind of interesting that way. Starting July 7th at the Cloister Gallery. And the collection will be up for 1 month. Now, Dorothy, it's time to get into the featured event. Tell me, I know you know lots about Dr. Kaylene Asbo and what her mission and what her message is. Please share it with our listeners.
Oh, that I just feel like what Kaylene has done is to bring Mary into a very contemporary and yet even a stronger place than we've ever thought of her before. Kaylene has looked at what would have happened and where are the strings that went out from her so many years ago, and what connects her back. And over and over again, as Kaylene has done her research, and this is very definitely a researched area, she has found the connections with the Benedictine community, with the Celtic community, and perhaps even I heard one of her lectures that said there may be some connection to the chivalry that went on through those early ages. So when we start to think about how much more this woman may have influenced, and I'm talking about the Magdalene, besides our Western Christian thinking, it's just phenomenal. I think what Kaylene will bring to us is not only those possibilities, but also the possibility of understanding how that energy impacts us today as women, as leaders, as wives, mothers, daughters. And I think that's what's going to make it so fascinating.
It's kind of like an energy to strive for. It's like a highest intention type of energy, don't you think?
You know, it could be. I think the way Kaylene presents it is more like it's already there. And you're not going to have to strive for it very much, because it's just releasing those labels, those false ideas, the old stories, and saying, here I am, and walking with it. That may be a little simplistic, but that's when I hear Dr. Asbo talk, that's what I pick up.
And you have taken some of her classes, right?
Yes, online. This will be my first time to see her in person, and I'm so excited. But I have taken everything that I could possibly take and listen to that she has out there online. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, the program, I think all of us are very excited to see it, and we don't know that much about the exact specifics, but we do know that Friday night she's going to be doing a multimedia presentation with music, art, and a labyrinth walk. And that's July 24th, Friday from 7 to 9. Now, I really don't have any idea of what to expect, but I do know that she has a PhD in classical music and a PhD in art. And her studies of Mary Magdalene have spanned, you know, all over the world. So do you have any, Dorothy, do you have any preconceived notions of what to expect on that Friday night when she starts with the art and the music and the labyrinth look?
No, but apparently her her amazing collection of all the art of Mary is just phenomenal. And I say that because I had no idea until I took one of those online courses that there were so many, you know, out there. The other thing I think that she's going to bring to us, she was very, very instrumental in a new opera that was shown out in San Francisco. And just listening to her talk about some of that, and I don't want to get us confused here, but there's so many fingers of influence that keep coming from just knowing about Mary Magdalene. And I think that's what Kayleen's going to bring us. She also understands the mythology of our history, our world of women. And that to me is incredibly fascinating.
I'm fascinated by that too. But just kind of visualize this. We're going to be in the Cloister Gallery, which is a huge room. It's 88 feet by 55 feet. There will be 24 paintings of Mary Magdalene on the wall. This is where we're having this whole event from all over the United States. We even had an entry from New Zealand, all right? Women
mm-hmm.
all over the world
yes.
have submitted art. We've got Kayleen Asbo, who is the recognized expert in her field, with art from all over the world and music that she's chosen specifically to go with this art. And the labyrinth, which is a replication of the famous one in Chartres, France. I think
mm-hmm.
that there's a possibility that this might be a magical evening. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And one thing that we need to encourage your listeners is, remember, she's going to be presenting information that's never been presented before. This is the latest of her research. And that's what's exciting to a lot of people. We're going to be hearing some things we had not heard before. So, yes, it's going to be a fabulous evening. It's going to be fun. It's going to be thoughtful. It's going to be sacred. It's going to be uplifting.
Dorothy, we so appreciate your vision and being the fierce story remaker that you are and joining us today on Gems of Wisdom.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Yes, and we'll have to have you again. I want to remind our listeners right now that the Kayleen Asbo Workshop is July 24th and 25th. It's the Friday evening, 7 to 9, and then we will be joining her again Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for the full workshop. And it's very easy to sign up online. Just visit us at bridgetsplace.org. And now I want to ask my fabulous co-host, Lauren Santerre, if she has any final words for us. Lauren?
Well, I just want to say thank you to you and thank you to Dorothy for joining us today. And just want to definitely encourage our listeners to join us for all the wonderful upcoming events and, you know, to remember that transformation is happening within us and all around us. And I know that if you join us for these events, there will definitely be opportunities for transformation to happen within us. And it's going to be a great time also to just meet new people and wonderful like-minded people. And we just welcome you at Bridget's Place and can't wait to see you soon.
Thank you so much. And the gem of the day was transformation. And I thank you, Lauren. Have a great day.
Thank you.
And Dorothy, thanks again for being with us.
Oh, thank you. So enjoyed it.
And join us next week as we welcome Jennifer Wilkins with the Jung Center here in Houston. Have a blessed day. Thank you.